Shalom lach Miriam, me'at ha'chesed, Adonai imach. Be'uchat anashim u'baruch, eri bitnech Yeshua. Miriam ha'kedusha,
First of May 2020. Colossians 3, 14 and 15, 17, 23 to 24. We take the text of the memory of Saint Joseph the Worker. Over all these clothes, put on love the perfect bond, and may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts, because it is for this that you were called together in one body. Always be thankful, and whatever you say or do, let it be in the name of the Lord Jesus, in thanksgiving to God the Father through him. Whatever your work is, put your heart into it as done for the Lord, and not for human beings, knowing that the Lord will repay you by making you his heirs. It is Christ the Lord that you are serving. It is very appropriate that the Church associated this day, which is generally celebrated as Labor Day, with Saint Joseph. In doing so, it gives the message that even the foster father of Jesus, and thus the Lord himself, sanctified man's work. If God himself, in his incarnation, has also entered and penetrated this area, then no work is too low, especially when, as the Apostle advises us, we do it as if were for the Lord and not for men. We see how the holy apostles intend on connecting everything to the Lord, and this is an important message for us as far as work is concerned. It too comes from the Lord and is for the Lord. If we understand it in this way, then it is a participation in the kingdom of God, which also has a physical component on earth. Let us allow these thoughts to have a deeper effect on us. Everything I do, when I do it for the glory of God, participates in the shaping of the kingdom of God on earth. Important is the apostle's advice to do the work with pleasure. Here the view is directed in the direction that we should understand more deeply. God has called his creation into existence out of love, including ourselves. The whole of existence, even if we have to suffer the distraction caused by sin, signs in its depth the love song of God, because he has done everything well. To cooperate in this creation means to ennoble it and also to purify it from its lostness. Let us think, for example, of something quite ordinary, of the meal. How is it prepared? Man can eat it only for its purpose, prepared with the least effort. It can be served to him unlovingly, but it can also be served to him with pleasure. In this gladly serving whereby I do not mean feasting, the meal is ennobled. It even becomes something special through love. It becomes essential, because God gave us food out of love. He gave it to us, humanly speaking, gladly. So if we do our work in the Lord and for the Lord with pleasure, with joy, then in the area entrusted to us, we bring the work to its deeper meaning. It reflects his creative love. Now, what about the resistance we experience in the work? The weeds, the dirt, the fragility of things, and so on. Perhaps we can look at them in this way. Overcoming the difficulties and resistance at work is part of that struggle into which we are all drawn by the fall. If we accept it, always in the Lord, we will lead things to the goal in spite of the adversities. And this particular level, where work is located in its various dimensions, we participate in the revelation of the children of God, for which the whole creation is waiting with a sigh. So let us do our work with pleasure and give great care, and thus open the deeper meaning of our activities. Let us remember Saint Joseph, who, we can be sure, worked with his divine Son. By doing our work for the Lord, we also work with God. So it is not only proclamation in the strict sense where we can work for God. No, all areas are permitted by Him if we remain in Him. No work is too little if it is permitted by love and done out of love.
And as we begin the month of May today, we want to think especially of Mary, the bride of Saint Joseph, and sing to her the Hail Mary in Hebrew.
Shalom lach mi. Yeshua.